You're in tune to KDWA AM 1460 FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today Mr. Greg Jablonski. Greg, how the heck are you doing?
Doing well, Dan. How are you?
Good, good. Good. You're always looking well, feisty, and set to...
Ready to roll.
Get out and roll. Yeah, except... Man, this is a little bit of a heating period we have going on here.
This is really something. I don't remember anything like this myself, but
no, history making, they're saying.
Well, I don't doubt that a bit. It's really been something.
You know,
it's every day.
It's probably because of all those people driving fossil fuel cars. Because I know you don't.
Yes, those fossil fuels. Whatever. You know, and big water shortages out west, I'm starting to hear. And
is that right?
What's going on there, too? So wow. They got a lot of issues everywhere, it seems like.
Man, oh man. Well,
your new president will get that under control.
You got me back. You really did. You don't get mad.
There'll be no more water shortages, and there'll be no more excessive heat. So put something in the curve here.
Yeah. And I'm sure it'll cost us more money.
No problem. It'll be printed tomorrow if you need some.
Yep. Yeah. And we know there's consequences for that, isn't it?
Unfortunately, I think we're going to start to see them here. Who knows?
It's almost like you can do anything you want. You don't have to worry about it. But the reality in life is you do.
I know. It'll be sad if this thing goes, and I think the first thing we're talking about in our business is the interest rates, and you know, that's going to be a major thing that I think is going to do a lot of damage if they raise those interest rates, because that's what's kind of driving, it's certainly driving the housing market, and it's the only thing that's keeping homes affordable is these low interest rates, because it's certainly not the prices. The prices have really gone up, as everybody knows, and I think that's kind of calmed the market. I mean, people are in... To a degree, that's wrong, because I think prices will, who knows, but I think prices will increase. I think they'll stabilize maybe. It's not the frenzy that it was today.
So it is slowing down.
It is slowing down, and I think things have kind of caught up, if you would. And I think people have pulled out because of all the, you got to pay 50 over, you got to pay 30 over.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just really get nervous about that. And then with the expectations that, and I guess I've said it a few times, some of those homes that sold, they'll never sell again for that much money. And that's the potential. There is a downside to that. If you're not careful, you're going to have some issues. And then people start to walk, and that's exactly what happened in 08.
Exactly. Well, I was going to ask you, so people, if you're planning on living in your home for a long extended time to get some of that equity back, don't buy it for the short term? Is that a...
Short term. Long term is good. I think so. You're just going to have to wait out the storm. So if then that's why you should buy kind of regardless of prices, regardless of what I just said, because if you're in it for the long term, you'll come through that. But those interest rates at 3%, it's just not going to be again, I don't believe.
Well, you and I've never seen that in our lifetime.
No, it's just unbelievably low. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes these payments affordable.
So what happens, Greg, let me paint this scenario for you. What happens when you have people that have bought all these homes at this price? Now, I just lost my train of thought here.
Does that happen often?
as I go through life into the golden years, and we learned about that a little bit before this, it happens a little more frequently.
More frequently these days, okay.
It does.
I just didn't know if I should be concerned. If we're going on another trip.
Yeah, really. No, but people have the ability now with these low interest rates, to buy more homes.
Yep.
So when the cost of interest rates start going up, that alone would put a really screech. Wouldn't real estate sales come to a screeching halt?
I don't know if it come to a screeching halt, but it's certainly not going to help it. It does, you know, the lower interest rates we have today certainly makes homes as affordable as you can get.
Right.
Even with the crisis of prices that we've had.
Mm-hmm. So any rise in interest rates, you're going to start seeing a deceleration of what's going on.
Absolutely. But I think those that say, hey, we should hold off and don't know what's going on, the prices are crazy, I think it's a time to get back in because now you've got an opportunity again. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not as many people in these. You know, you don't hear as multiples as much. You don't hear the bidding wars as much. I mean, that's kind of...
You're about the third or fourth realtor that sat behind that microphone now saying that it seems to be slowing down. There's not as many. I mean, they're multiples, but they're not, you know, before where there were 8, 9, 10 of them, and there's only one or two or three now.
I've always been a little slow.
Oh, Greg, that's wittiness of yours is coming through.
No, it's true, and everybody's seeing it now. But I guess I'm just saying, now is the time. If you thought, well, it's not a good time and there's too much of this and that, that's changed a lot. So I think I'd get back out there. If you were disappointed that you hadn't found stuff in there, I think I'd be back in trying to get this before these interest rates take off. Because I think you and I just talked earlier, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I just don't see it not happening with inflation. And the only way the government always cures inflation is with the interest rates.
To cool it.
To cool the spending.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I just heard on the news before we were preparing, you know, getting ready for the show here, the main story was that inflation is out there. I think it was 0.5% or 0.75%, and the highest it's been in a number of years, so it's out there.
Tell me one thing that's down.
Yes.
In price. I don't know of anything myself, personally.
Well, and then when you wash the economy with more money, as what we've been doing in the last, you know, 60 to 90 days, more money chasing the same amount of goods or less, there's only one thing can happen.
Correct. Inflation.
Yep. And then to slow it down, you're exactly right.
Don't raise interest rates, and I think it'll bury a lot of things. I just don't know what's going
to
happen.
Well, and what happens to a person? Say I'm just an average middle-income person, and I come to Greg Jablonski to a home results group, and I say, Greg, and interest rates have now are up in the 4 or 5%, and a home that was valued at, say, $400,000, the interest rates is higher. I no longer qualify for that, but there really isn't a lot of homes in that lower market.
But that's when I think you're going to see the prices of homes slide back a little bit.
Okay. That's,
you know, because everybody goes by a monthly payment, what they can qualify for, and, you know, what they're comfortable with, things like that. And so that's going to take a lot of people out of, say, a $500,000 home bracket, you know. It'll push them down to the 450, and then, you know, then you'll start hearing, well, your homes at 450 are really selling, but if you break 500, there's nobody buying anymore, and that's what brings the prices back
into a more.
It's the market.
Mm-hmm. Greg, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give us a call at Edina Realty, 651-437-2121. Ask for Greg or Wayne.
Okay. Another thing is what effect does that have then on new home markets, on new homes rather? Because you are a builder.
Yes, you're a builder.
A very well-known builder in Hastings.
I know, I want to say something, but I'm not going to.
It wasn't meant for that. But.
Oh, I know. It's so difficult to get projects off the ground in town here.
Right.
And so, therefore, if you don't have any lots you can build on, well, it's a moot point, you know, housing isn't going to be a problem. But, you know, assuming that gets resolved, I think that the need for homes at that 300, 3.25, there's a definite need there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just so many people that are in that price bracket.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a heck of an opportunity right now, and that's why I really encourage everybody we're talking to is get in there and get a home because it's not going to be as good another 6 months or a year from now. I really don't believe it will be.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I'm wrong on that, but I don't see good things.
Mm-hmm. Cost of lumber, cost of building a new home, has that still gone up or has that stabilized at all?
I don't know about stabilized. You know, I think it's every day you learn more about how bad it is, actually. I don't think I really knew some of the significant numbers that were being involved in this stuff and how much stuff has really surged, but... It is significant, very significant. Mm-hmm. You know.
Does Nick take a lot care of a lot of that stuff for you?
Yep. Okay. So you know, one home we're bidding right now from a year old prices is up for the lumber package $30,000.
For one home?
In 1 year, yeah.
Wow.
In 1 year. As an example, the product that seems to be the hot button is oriented strand board, and that is OSB, and that is on the exterior sheeting and roofs and all that.
Right.
And that a year ago was $14 a sheet, and now I heard today that a 4x9 sheet is $72.
Are you kidding?
No.
Holy schmolies.
But that's the extreme one, you know.
Okay.
But, you know, most of your windows and, you know, I don't even know, quote, so much appliances, you know, other than appliances are hard to get.
I was going to say you can't get them.
Pricing issues, you know. Just getting them is the issue, and so nobody has kind of taken that true supply and demand pricing to the appliances or windows or even cabinets. You know, most products in the home just seem to be fairly stable.
Okay. So what do you do, Greg, as a builder? Because when you sell a home or a group of homes, generally appliances are included in it, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do if you can't get a hold of them?
It is difficult, but, you know, I mean, you just start ordering this stuff way ahead. Your timing has to be good. You have to start ordering materials when you even think about going to permit. Actually place the order for all these materials that you're going to have. Rafters are another significant increase in material cost.
Okay.
So you got to order them right out of the chute.
Okay.
Not the normal do this, do that, and an ABC thing. Now you got to do everything way up front. Even sometimes you ink that purchase agreement, you start ordering stuff.
Wow. So it really has changed your business.
That has changed, yep. You got to really order. You know, it's like our experience with cabinets here 4 months ago or whatever it was. And, you know, just done a house in River Falls, had the cabinets come for that, and the cabinets for home in Hastings. I'm sorry, I got it reversed. Got the cabinets for the home in Hastings, installed them. The cabinets for River Falls were supposed to come a week after that home was sold. They were going to be ready to move in within 30 days.
Oh.
And Monday, the cabinets don't show up. We make a call, and he says, well, you aren't going to get those for another 8 weeks.
Oh!
8 weeks, somebody's going to be living in there.
I was going to say.
And they're a good company, and they were good to us on it, actually. So there mm-hmm. there are issues due to COVID.
Wow.
There are issues. And I know that, and I believe them with my heart, because we were a longtime customer, and so a good relationship is what I'm trying to say. And, mm-hmm. and they financially stood behind it, and I actually ended up taking the cabinets out of the Hastings home because it was the same floor plan as in River Falls.
Okay.
And putting them in that home over there, and they actually reimbursed us, which okay. didn't think they had to be honest with you. I mean, what are mm-hmm. they going to do about it, you know?
Right, not their fault.
No.
Do you see any of that stuff loosening up? I mean, other things seem to be, but on the construction end it isn't, huh?
No, I don't think so. You know, everything's still a little unstable, and I think the cabinets now, 9 weeks to 14 weeks, you keep hearing those numbers tossed around.
Is that because
probably some other surprise.
Is that because of the manufacturing side?
Mm-hmm.
They just don't have the people to work these plants?
Well, I think COVID's one reason, but I think the other reason is you're getting this unemployment check and
exactly.
Why am I going to work? I don't have to work because look what I make on unemployment.
You know, I hear that. You know, Greg, if I had a dollar for every time I hear that during the week, I wouldn't even have to work anymore. Business people, that's their biggest problem is finding people because they really don't have to work.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is kind of tough to listen to national news and you have politicians in Washington, including the president on down, saying, well, our experts aren't seeing that. Where are they not seeing that? Go to middle class America.
The real world. That's all.
Well, it has to be something like that in all honesty is because we have a radio station down in Albert Lea, and guess what those businesses are saying? The same thing. We can't get the people until this unemployment thing stops.
Yep. And I know two states, and I don't know what they are specifically, but I heard they discontinued unemployment
mm-hmm.
benefits because there's plenty of jobs out there and people weren't taking them because of it. So at least two states knew what to do to solve that problem. It makes people go back to work.
And you know what? I think you are spot on when they released the numbers just last week saying that, you know, employment is down. I don't think the need for jobs is down. I think the demand is there. It's just there's nobody taking them anymore because why do you have to?
Why don't you ring up Amy sometime and see what she's got to say about all
yeah.
this?
Yeah. Good luck on that, huh?
That's smiling sweetheart. Oh. She'll have the right answer.
Yeah, don't they always? Don't they always? So, what do you? So, you think that if in the perfect world, with the incentive to stay home and work, the unemployment gone, that things should start loosening up? Because I mean, people are ready to buy. There is pent up demand.
Yeah, and I think that's what's happened. I think there's certain factors right now where that pent up demand has been, quote, satisfied, or people have really cooled that intent, you know, to mm-hmm. get out there and purchase. And I think it's factors of, you know, some people went out and put bids in and didn't get close and realized, well, we need to have more money down, or, you know, I always hear that philosophy, and, you know, it's great to have a down payment, but I don't think you can miss the opportunity of buying a home with lower interest rates, saying, hey, we're going to save for a year. Everything you will have saved when you consider a 1% increase over a 30-year mortgage, you can't save that much.
Well, and then these people, if they overbid a house, let's say a house is a $250,000 home, and they put in a bid for, say, $280,000, and it doesn't appraise out to that, then they have to come up with the difference in that money, right? Are houses appraising at that higher value?
They are kind of appraising. It's kind of surprising, yeah, because all these homes are selling. And, you know, you get one close, it kind of leads away. So I think the appraisals have been less of a problem than even I would expect, you know.
Okay.
So, and then there's some, you know, deals where, you know, people have fairly substantial down payments, so they get through it. You know, they just do a different loan program, and maybe they can't avoid the MGIC right away, or, you know, the mortgage insurance premiums.
Okay.
There's so many opportunities. And I say, once you get your loan locked in at a 30-year mortgage at 3% or under, that's a golden opportunity that's not going to be here forever.
Boy, you've got that, don't you?
Yep.
Greg, that's going to do it for another time. I've actually learned some stuff here. I have more questions, but we'll save them till next time. on building stuff, on real estate stuff. I have a lot of other questions too.
I'm with you on the other question thing.
But Greg, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give us a call at Edina Realty, 651-437-2121. Ask for Greg or Wayne.
There you go. Greg, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Dan.
And keep cool out there.
Yeah, you too.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Again, our realtor today, Mr. Greg Jablonski. If you need to get a hold of Greg or anybody in the Home Results Group, you can call 651-437-2121 and ask for the Home Results Group. KDWA Hastings.